The 23rd of July 2016, the United Kingdom voted to leave the European Union. However, the Brexit process has proven to be difficult and complex. Perhaps the largest obstacle is the status of Northern Ireland. While it may be a part of the UK, Northern Ireland possesses several differences from the rest of the country. Firstly, like Scotland and Wales, it possesses a devolved government, which has the authority to pass its own laws independent of Westminster. Secondly, its border with the Republic of Ireland is frictionless. That is, it facilitates unrestricted movement of people and goods. While neither the Republic nor the UK are members of the Schengen area, they are members of the Common Travel Area, which allows free movements between both islands, as well as the Isle of Man and the Channel Islands. While this area predates the EU, Brexit will have a significant effect on its future. The main reason for this is that the UK intends to leave the customs union of the EU, which means that the Irish border will become an external border. This will need to have a customs regime to monitor the flow of goods between both areas. In addition, given the importance of immigration during the referendum campaign, it is quite likely that the UK will push for an end to free movement. This will mean that passport controls will be put into place. However, this is not simple. The Irish-UK border has more crossings, 275, than the entire eastern frontier of the EU, with 137. In addition, the border cuts through farms, houses, towns, and other private property, as well as multiple points on single roads, which makes it difficult to place custom posts without causing significant disruption. Around 30,000 workers live and work on different sides of the border and would be directly inconvenienced by border checks. 7% of Northern Ireland's employees are drawn from the EEA, a percentage exceeded only by London in the UK. Northern Ireland's trade with the Republic is also important, with 34% of its EU exports heading there, which is 21% of the region's total exports. This makes Ireland the largest market for Northern Irish exports. More broadly, nearly 60% of Northern Ireland's exports heads to the EU. Thus, the main point of contention between London and Dublin is where this border apparatus should be placed. The Irish government has maintained that the existing frictionless border must be retained, and has previously argued that a new border must be placed in the Irish Sea. In addition, Northern Ireland will be placed under regulatory alignment, that is, making it operate under the same rules as that of the rest of the EU. However, the British government has rejected this, on the basis that it threatens the integrity of the UK. Pressure has also come from within the ruling Conservative Party, as hardline Brexiteers have threatened to block compromise measures. In addition, Prime Minister Theresa May's minority government has been dependent on support from the Democratic Unionist Party, a pro-Brexit party that supports Northern Ireland's union with Britain. This has made the British government's options limited, though Theresa May has promised to have no physical infrastructure. One way this can be achieved, it is claimed, is that the Irish border can be kept invisible via technology such as number plate recognition software. This solution has been dismissed as insufficiently detailed by the Irish government and the EU, which has caused deadlock. Finally, one last issue is that of the Belfast or Good Friday Agreement. This was an agreement between the Irish and British governments on the status of Northern Ireland, signed in 1998. Amongst its most important articles is the recognition of the right to self-determination by the people of Northern Ireland. This essentially means that they have the freedom to decide whether they can remain part of the UK or to join the Republic. This agreement was effectively a peace treaty, which brought an end to nearly 30 years of bitter sectarian conflict that killed over 3,000 people. Brexit has the potential to change, if not damage, the Good Friday Agreement, as the EU was a guarantor to the agreement. In addition, the agreement contains several references to EU institutions, which will have to be rewritten, and assumes the continued membership of the EU by both countries. A further issue relates to the European Convention of Human Rights, or the ECHR. While this is not an EU institution, Brexit may encourage future withdrawal. This would directly undermine the agreement, as it is heavily based on the ECHR's principles. As well as all this, the return of border posts would undoubtedly stir up bad memories of the troubles in the border communities. While it is unlikely to trigger a return to the heights of violence, it would certainly risk causing tensions in the region. Thus, the Northern Irish question has the potential to cause major trouble for the British government as they pursue Brexit. However, it will be difficult for them to avoid damaging the economic and social health of the region by doing so.